بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome, welcome. Oh, so welcome to Discover the Book Within, a five-day challenge with me, your sister, Naima B. Robert. And I just want to say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. I always say Alhamdulillah at the start of every gathering where, you know, we're hoping for khair, hoping for good to come out of it, because it really is a privilege to be in this place. And if you're joining me, know that you've been chosen. There are some people who intended to watch this, intended to sign up for this, intended to be a part of this, and it was not written for them. And there are others who didn't even know about this until just now, and here they are watching it. And if that's you, Alhamdulillah, I'm so, so pleased to have you with me. This is our first day of training, and I'm so excited to jump in with you, because day one, we're kicking off. Over the next 5 days, my goal is to rock your world. Quite frankly, my goal is to shift your thinking, to help you to dig deep, to discover the book within, to find out what is it, that story, that message, that knowledge that you're carrying inside you that deserves to be put into a book and put out into the world. And in order for us to do that, over the next 5 days, we're going to be examining who you are, what your message is, what a book is, what yours could be. And we're going to do a lot of shifting of beliefs, dealing with those fears, those limiting beliefs, you know, really getting ourselves out of the comfort zone and starting to see what is possible for you. And then we're going to shift into logistical gear. We're going to get really practical. And inshallah, if you stick with me before these 5 days, by the end of it, you are going to have clarity about who you are and what your message is, clarity about the kind of book that you could be writing and what that will look like. You may even have a book title and a book cover and a list of contents and a firm and solid way forward for you to see this book come to life within the next 6 months, inshallah. That's my goal for you. That's what I have pledged to do, is to love on you guys, to serve you guys, my whole team and I. That's what we're going to be doing for the next 5 days, inshallah. So make sure that you play full out. Make sure that you show up. Make sure that you attend the trainings. If you can attend live, so much the better. If you don't manage to get the live, catch the replay. Do the assignments. Myself, Coach Hind, Sister Shazia, Sister Zubaydah, Sister Maryam, from my team, we're all here to help you. We're all here to support you and give you anything that you need, anything that you're missing, anything that you're concerned about. One of our team will be in touch with you, inshallah. And so make the most of the support. I'm your coach. So I want to take a moment now to really ask you why you are here. What made you sign up for this challenge? What made you decide to show up, to take the action? And I always think about this, because you obviously saw something somewhere. Maybe you got an email, maybe you saw an Instagram post, maybe it was on Facebook, maybe someone that you respect shared the link. You read, you went onto the page, you read the page, you signed up, you clicked the link, and you're here. Why are you here? Is it that you are one of those people who is trying to write a book right now? Is it that you've been wanting to write a book, but you don't know how to get started? Is it that you've been trying to write a book for years and you're just not making that progress? Is it that you just like the idea of potentially writing a book, or are you just here for the curiosity, you know, just to see what it is that we've got going on? I'd like you to just take a moment now to think about why you came here. And just let me know in the chat, let me know in the comments, what is that brought you here? I'm really, really curious to know. And I will be reading everybody's responses, inshallah. So while you take a moment to do that, I want to just introduce myself. So those of you who don't know me, inshallah, my name is Naima B. Robert, and I'm an award-winning author of over 30 books, almost 30 books, for children, teens, and adults in different I've written memoir, I've written self-help, I've written an anthology, I've published two anthologies, I've written fiction, I've written non-fiction, I've written children's picture books, I've written young adult novels, all sorts, alhamdulillah. I've been in this also the founding editor of Sisters Magazine, alhamdulillah, and we ran that for good years, and alhamdulillah managed to launch the careers of dozens of, you know, Muslim writers who are out there in the world today. And then since 2018, I've been a book coach, and I founded Muslim Writers in 2018, and now I help, my team and I, we help women with a story, a message, or knowledge to share. We help them to write their books, to publish their books, and to launch them out into the world. Alhamdulillah, we have helped almost 50 sisters become published authors. And I'm just going to put it out there, full disclosure. I set myself a huge goal, and I set our team a huge goal of helping to create 222 Muslim authors by the end of this year. Crazy numbers, right? But the reason that I did that is because I want us to make a real difference. It's one thing for me to write my books and have different publishers and have my book translated and, you know, win awards and, you know, go and visit schools and speak at, you know, blah, 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 and to build a career as an author. And that's a beautiful and amazing thing when people read your book, are touched by your book, and subhanAllah, their lives are changed by your books. This is a huge part of what I pray will be sadaqa jariyah for me and for my family. So that pushes me in my own way. There's more to this than just my own personal success. I want to see other sisters winning too. I want to see other sisters experiencing what I've experienced, the power of doing the work to get your book out there, transformation that you go through in the process, and then that you have sister, because I've committed myself to helping make that happen. So here, these are some of my books. You may be familiar with some of them. Just let me know in the chat if you know any of these books, if you've read any of them, if you have any favorites. As you can see, you know, there's all different genres there, different age groups, etc. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I'm grateful. So like I said, why I'm here is because I've set myself a goal of sharing the expertise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with, sharing the writing experience, the publishing experience, the networks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with in order to help more women thrive, to help more sisters thrive, to help more sisters achieve their dreams, and to help more sisters build a legacy for themselves and their families. So what I know about you is that you have something somebody else needs. You may believe not, right? But this is my premise, that every single one of you has a story that has relevance to people other than just yourself, a story that resonates with others and that is of benefit to others. I believe there are some of you who have a message that the world needs, that is needed by people out there. Then I believe that some of you, most of you probably have knowledge that other people don't have. You have expertise that other people don't have. And so I know that you have something special within you, because as we go through this journey of life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us in certain situations. He tests us with certain situations. And through those tests, they're like the little taken in, and in the being in the position they are into balls. And with your experience, and yes, so it has given you these pearls of wisdom, right? And so right now, those pearls are in here, right? They're in here. You kind of know what's there. You know, if you rummage around, you'll be able to find them. But what would happen if you try to take all those pearls of wisdom and hand them to somebody else? Whether that person is your child or your loved ones or your colleagues or your clients or your local community or the whole world, right? How easy would it be for you to gather up, firstly, all of those pearls in your hands? And how likely are you to be able to hold them all in your hands without dropping any, and then give them to somebody else for them to hold and for them not to drop any? What do you think? What's the likelihood of them dropping those pearls? What's the likelihood of you dropping those pearls? Super likely, right? Because at the end of the day, you know, what we are, the all of us through just day to day, as the years go by, these pearls of wisdom, these lessons that we're learning, if we don't capture them, they are literally being scattered. They're being scattered, never to be found. And when you hand them to somebody in that form, that person very rarely can hold on to all of them, and they end up being scattered too. So how I typify it is, when you have these pearls of wisdom and you string them into a necklace or like a set of beads, now you've taken the time, the effort to gather all pearls and arrange them on this string and then put a clasp on it, close up the clasp. Now when you give those pearls, you can give them to somebody and that person can hold them in their hand. They're not going to drop them. They're going to wear them. They're going to wrap them around their wrist, right? They're going to wear them as a necklace. Those pearls have now been preserved. They're not going to be scattered and lost the way they would be if they were not tied on that string. And this is how it is with you, the gold from your story, those pearls of wisdom as from your story, you know, the nuggets from your message, the nuts and bolts of your knowledge, writing it down, putting it in a form that can be digested by someone else is preserving it for others and for future generations. So it's like having an heirloom, having, you know, something that others will inherit from you. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about this, because I don't want our stories to be lost. We lost so many of our stories already, and we continue to lose stories every day. Many of us, if we don't preserve our knowledge, there is nothing else out there. You know, our market is not saturated with, you know, people reaching out to help other sisters like us, like you, with their expertise and with their knowledge. So everybody ends up having to figure it out for themselves when they didn't need to do that. They could have learned from you. They could have learned from you, sis. They could have learned from you. So that's one of the reasons that I'm doing this, is because I know, even if you don't, I know that you have something to offer someone else out there. And what I believe is that Allah brought me, and that you have something in you that is needed out in the world. And that if you decide and you make the decision to invest the resources, the energy, the time to bring this book out into the world, this can be a part of your enduring legacy, part of the impact you have in the world, and inshallah count as sadaqah jariyah. And that's what I want for every single one of you who signed up for for this challenge in some shape or form, whether you do it with me in my program or you do it somewhere else, I would love it if by the end of these 5 days, you have recognized the value in your story, your message, or your knowledge. You've understood how possible it is to actually record it all and put it into some kind of book. And you now know that it's doable to put this out into the world and that it's worth doing, right? Especially if you've got that intention and you're able to do this fi sabilillah for the sake of Allah in order to gain not just your dunya, but your akhirah, then my work is done. Then I was a good coach for the week and I gave you guys what you came for, inshallah, right? So let's have a look at this diagram now. This is how I break down the way in which a book becomes a legacy, right? Your book is the thing that is going to endure after you're gone. It is a faithful record of your story, your message, or your knowledge. It's not filtered through other people's lenses. It's not kind of subject to someone's memory. It is a faithful documentation of your message. So the way in which a book now becomes legacy, which is a step up from just being a book, is when the messenger, and that's you, and the message, which is the story, the message of the knowledge, and the platform, the audience, when they overlap, their is where legacy is created. I want to give you an example of a client of mine, Sister Farah Duale. And you're going to meet her later on this week, inshallah. I think I've got a picture of her in these slides, right? But Sister Farah battled with infertility for many years. And her and her husband have been navigating a journey with infertility for about 13 years. That was her test. I haven't gone through that test. Maybe you haven't, right? She and her husband. And she navigated through that test best as she could, with nobody helping her really, with no guidance. She had to make her way through this test, like most of us do. But then, somehow, somewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired her with the notion of helping others through her story, through her message, with the idea of benefiting other people, other sisters, other families, by what she had gone through. So she came to us, she joined our program, she came, she said, help me write this book. So we helped her write the book, alhamdulillah. The book was picked up by a publisher. It's due to be published next month. And that book has been written for Muslim women all over the world. And so Farah is the messenger. How to navigate infertility and thrive in your marriage is the message. And now that she's published that book for Muslim women, that's her audience. That's her. And at the heart of those three is a lady. This is her sadaqa jariya, inshallah. This is how she will impact lives, one of the ways. But this is an amazing way for her to impact lives. Because imagine the hundreds of thousands of Muslim women out there who are dealing with this, who have never read a book on it, have never heard the topic discussed, live in communities where it's completely taboo, where there is nobody to help them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Sister Farah to be a vessel, for his rahmah. And whenever I'm coaching my clients, any one of you, my clients, you know, you've heard me saying this before, it's not about you, sis. And everyone who's listening, you feel that you're thinking of your story, you're thinking of your message, that you have to share to make this clear. Not about you, sis. There's no place here. If what you are planning to put out into the world is khair, then you are merely a vessel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to bless the people, whoever they are, with this khair, and he's chosen and honored you to be the vessel for that. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Seriously, like, I cannot overstate the value of this, because you and I are going about our ordinary lives. Trust me, I'm going about my ordinary life, going through my trials, going through my triumphs, doing crazy stuff. And in the meantime, sisters are reading Show Up. Sisters are reading from my sister's lips. They're being comforted. They're being inspired. They're being motivated. They're being helped. I will only know the impact of that on Yom al-Qiyamah. I will never know how much khair has been done, bi-idhnillah, how much benefit there has been until Allah shows me on the last day. And it's the same with every one of you. So I can never overstate this. This is legacy work. This is akhirah work. And I think that when you think of yourself as a vessel, when you recognize and realize that actually, if I do write this book, and you know that I get the outcome and people benefit from it, Allah was just using me to benefit the people. Allah, what an honor to be used by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a vessel to help the people, you know, as a vessel for his rahmah, as a vessel for guidance, as a vessel for comfort, as a vessel for reminders, whatever it is. And so when we think of ourselves as a vessel, inshallah, it deals with a lot of the negative thoughts that we may be entertaining, the ego stuff. Why me? Who do I think I am to write a book? What make, you know, that little mean voice that you have in your head, what makes you think you're so special that you write a book? What makes you think you have anything to say? Who said anyone's going to, people don't buy it? What if people criticize it? What if it's not perfect? All of that stuff, it gets thrown in the bin when you realize that I'm just a vessel. I'm just a vessel for whatever it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants the people to have. And all I need to do is make intention, get out of my own way, and let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the lead, right? So I want you to clock that because it's important. Right, so now let's do a bit of triage. Let's see what people are carrying right now. So how do you know if you have a story worth telling? I'm going to tell you. So I hope you guys are taking notes, inshallah. How you know you have a story worth telling? Now, the story can be an incident, a chapter of your life, or your whole life. A lot of people, when they think, oh, a story to tell, they think it's an autobiography, right? That they have to tell their whole life story. I hate to break it to you, but most people do not care about your whole life story, unless it's like for your family, for your children, for future generations, in which case you're more than welcome to tell your whole life story. But let's look at you as having a story, whether it's an incident that you went through, a chapter of your life, a certain portion of your life, or your whole life story. How to know if that story is worth telling? Because obviously every one of us has got tons of stories. We could tell stories all year. How do we know if that story is worth telling and worth putting into a book? The first way is to ask yourself, does my story have relevance outside of just me? Is it relevant to anyone aside from just me? That could mean your family. It could mean, you know, your people. It could mean your community. It could mean society as a whole. It could mean, you know, people in your profession. It could mean people who've been through the same situation as you. Does your story have relevance to anyone aside from yourself? And do the themes of your story and those pearls from your story resonate with others apart from yourself? Is this something that has resonance with others? Is there something that others can take from your story? So that's a question that you need to answer for yourself. I would argue that any story that you have that you could tell, in which you learned something, in which you grew, in which you changed somehow in a good way, is a story worth telling. As a story that has relevance to others and that resonates with others. But that's how you know if your story is worth telling, right? Does it have relevance for others? And will the message of your story and the themes of your story, do they resonate with anyone aside from yourself? So it's not a very high bar, right? Is it relevant? Does it resonate? That's it. Okay, and then we'll deal with the nuts and bolts of it later. Next question. Do you have a message? How do you know if you have a message to share, right? How do you know if you have a message to share is there anything that you value, that you hold dear, that you stand for, that you wish more people knew, that you wish people did, something that you're passionate about, something that you currently talk about, something that, you know, and something that you work towards? If the answer to any of those is yes, then I would say you have a message to share, something that you stand for. And again, whether the message is for your children and your community, and which is an important, and is something you're passionate about, and inshallah is pleasing to Allah, obviously, then I would say you tick a yes. Yeah, you get to say yes, I have a message, right? So hopefully that's good. Let me know in the chat. Do you think you more have a story to tell, or do you think you more have a message that you want to share? And then here, do you have expertise? And how to know if you have expertise that's worth sharing is, have you done anything better than anyone else? Have you achieved anything better or faster than anybody else? Have you figured something out that a lot of people struggle with? Have you made a success of something that many people fail at? Have you reached the top in anything? In anything? Do you teach? Do you train? Do you have a system that you use with your clients, right? Or with, you know, the people that you work with or in your organization? Because if your answer to any of those is yes, then I would say that you have expertise that's worth sharing. And for those of you who are thinking to yourself, yes, but I'm not the expert. The expert is so-and-so. Why would someone listen to me? Here is what I have for you. You will always be 5, 10, 15 steps ahead of another sister, ahead of somebody else. And sometimes those people who are 5, 10, 15 steps behind you would prefer to learn from you than that expert that you think everybody wants to learn from. Maybe they resonate with you. Maybe they feel there's a shared identity or shared experiences. And she looks at you and she's like, no. I see what's possible through her. I want to use her method because she gets me for whatever reason. So that's something to think about when you're asking yourself, you know, do I really have expertise to share? Have you figured something out that other people haven't figured out? If so, you need to have some knowledge or expertise that could be earned you sadaqa right now. Okay, so put in the chat whether you're more think you're carrying a story, or think you have a message that you want to share, or that you have expertise that other people need, right? Put them in the chat for me in the comments. Next, why do we write? So I want to go through the reasons that many of our clients come to us, and the kind of things that they say to us, the kind of things that sisters that I've been speaking to over the past few years say. And you can choose any one of them, like any of them that resonate with you. Okay, so let's get started with this first one here, which is some sisters, some people in general, but let's talk about sisters for now, because that's who we work with. So some sisters will come to us because they want to write in order to reflect, to process and heal. Maybe they've been through some trauma, maybe they've had some experiences in life, and they want to, and they've been carrying this story for years, decades, and they want to unburden themselves. They want to get it off their chest. They want to empty it from their head so that they can process what happened and heal from what happened. Sometimes, and many times, these sisters are not motivated by publishing. It's not really about what other people will say or other people will read or whether people will buy it or even getting it out there. They just want support with the process of writing out their story, telling their story, speaking their truth, some of them for the first time. So if you think that's you, put a heel in the chat. Yeah, put a heel in the comments if you think that sounds like you. Right. Other sisters come in because they want to write to inspire others with their life story and their experiences. These are the pearl stringers, yeah? These are the ones who are wanting to gather all those pearls together and string them into something really beautiful so that other people can benefit. If you are thinking that your life story could be an inspiration for others, then put inspire in the comments. Some sisters come because they want to write a book that will help and guide others. Going back to the example of Sister Farah, that was her intention. She had been through something, she had figured it out, wanted to give others basically game, right? How to also figure it out, how to also get through this. So if that's you, put guide in the chat. Right? This is for ladies out there who have expertise, for example, all right? Potentially those coaches out there, this could be you. Also for my coaches out there, this also could be you. Sometimes the coaches come in and they have a life story they want to share. Other times it's more to help and guide others. And then there are those sisters who come because they want to write a book to spread a message or champion a cause. And those are my clients who have very strongly held beliefs about certain things, or they see things happening in society and they're concerned about them and they want to start a conversation and they want the community to start talking about certain things, to start facing, right? They want to speak on behalf of voices that are not being heard, want to make a case, okay, organizations, sisters who have founded charities or founded organizations, that's you, right? And anybody else who feels strongly as well. I remember one of our clients came in and she's finished writing a book about just examining the way the relations between Muslim men and women have been damaged over the past few, you know, decades. And, you know, she wants to be a part of the solution for that. So she came and she wrote a book with us. Then sisters come because they want a book to share their expertise. So if you figured something out and you want to share it with others, this could be one of the reasons why you're writing a book. Reminds me of our sister Feroza Osman, who has been working in sex education in Muslim schools and masajid and youth groups in Canada for many years. And she had noticed that Muslim parents were really struggling with this new society that we live in and were not able to speak to their children about sexual relationships, etc. And she obviously does that for a living. So she wrote a book so she could share her expertise on this area. And alhamdulillah, it's done very, very well because it's a very much needed book. Then some of you want to build your brand, to expand your business and attract new clients. I've got several sisters in the program right now who are writing books in their area of professional expertise, and they would like to help others beyond just the book. So if they have coaching services, if they have consulting, if they run workshops, then this book is a way for them to serve more people and also bring people into their professional funnels. Similarly, establish your authority or credibility. And in fact, one of us at the moment is writing a book. She's been through a very unique test with her son that brought her and her husband and her son sort of into contact with the justice system. And they had to kind of battle with the justice system. And she's been at the forefront of conversations about new ways of caring for young people with addiction, et cetera, et cetera. So because she's already in that space, she now wants to tell their story, make it official, and establish herself as an authority in this area so that she can go on to open the door to other opportunities to be invited to speak. Because when you've written a book, people start to take you a lot more seriously, right? Because now you've raised your head above the pulpit and you've put in the time, you've invested the time, the energy, the resources to actually write a book. Trust me, it changes the way people see you, mashallah, and for good reason. It's not just a vanity thing. You know, you have decided to show up in a way that most people don't. So it does make people take you more seriously and open the door to other experiences. However, no matter which of these resonated with you, I know that for majority of my clients, and certainly our best clients, and I suspect that it's with every one of you, that the big why, the reason that we write, is to create and leave a legacy. There is a feeling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with certain things, put us in certain situations, allowed us to rise or learn due to certain circumstances. And it's almost like an obligation to help someone else with that, to offer what we've learned to others so others can share the benefit of what we have been through, right? So others can benefit from our journey. And so that becomes a part of our impact in the world, part of what we leave behind, and what we call, of course, sadaqah jariyah, which is a continuous charity, a charity that continues even after you're gone. These are some of our wonderful ladies who have created legacies with us. You may be familiar with their faces. That's Amina Uddin there, who wrote a memoir of her late father. And she wrote it primarily for his grandchildren who would never really know his story. And I want to challenge everybody who's here and just ask you, how many of you have ever thought of writing your family story? Or even just collecting the quotes, you know, the things that your father and your mother always say, the things that your grandfather and your grandmother always say, or the stories that they always tell. How many of you have ever thought that once that their stories die with them, and your children will probably never hear those stories? So there's a gap now where the children don't know really where they came from, have no understanding of their history, their family history. And I say this because, again, I want you to be thinking about this whole story, message, knowledge, this book. I want to open your mind to what that could look like and what that could mean. So that's the challenge. And I want to ask you now to see if anybody decides by this, I'm going to interview parents, and I'm going to take a beautiful book, and it's going to be a gift, and everyone in the family is going to get one. And that will be my impact. That will be my legacy. I want to see who's going to do that. Anyway, that's Samina Odin over there. And that's Sister Farah, mashallah, who I mentioned earlier, who has now built a legacy of women to survive infertility. And she is probably the first and so far the only sister who has published a book like this. And so you can imagine what her book will mean for all those sisters who had nothing up until now, who had nobody who looked like them talking about this issue from this viewpoint, right? So big, big legacy there, mashallah, big, big legacy. And again, we go back to this diagram. And as I said, when the messenger and the message of the audience align, that's legacy. So I want to give these two sisters to show what legacy can look like in ways. Because Samina Uddin now, she is a legacy maker for her family. And of course, mashallah, lots of other people have read and loved the book, but her primary audience was always her family and the grandchildren specifically. And so now the family has a piece of history preserved. How amazing is that, mashallah? And how many of us can say that? I know I can't say that. Just saying. So on the one hand, you've got Samina Uddin, who has created legacy within her own family, mashallah, something that will be passed down the generations after my father is passed and returned back to her Lord, the great grandchildren. Right? How cool is that? So and we need to get with this program, guys, because you know our communities, we don't write down. We came from oral traditions and we don't write stuff down. So anyway, I'm just saying, just like, you know, planting seeds, inshallah. And then on the other hand, you have Sister Farah, whose message is probably more. She's impact with her message, bi-idhnillah, and that's her legacy. And I'm sure that anybody, any one of us can say that whether the beneficiaries of your message are your family, your children and your children's children, or hundreds and thousands of women around the world, you can say that it's worth it, right? I hope so. I'm banking on it. So this again, what we want. We want the message, the messenger, and the audience to line up, inshallah. And so my question to you, from this training, what we shared today, what resonated most with you? Let me know in the comments. What resonated the most with you? I want to know. I'm going to be reading all the comments. We want to see what came up and whether you picked up what I was putting down. Because today's assignment is a fun one. All right. Very fun assignment, inshallah. All you need is make sure that you have recorded that live in the group. Whether it's a video and you post or you go live in the group, and you know, when you create a post, one of the options is to go live. The reason I ask you to go live is because I know you don't want to. I know you don't want to. I know that you're scared. I know that you feel self-conscious. I know that you're uncomfortable with it. That's why I'm asking you to do it. Because if I can get you out of your comfort zone now and get you in the stretch zone, then I know you're going to get so much more out of these next, well, now 4 days, right? You're going to get so much more out of these 5 days if you can get out of the comfort zone now. So the first thing is to go live in the group, put those fears to rest and go live in the group. And the second thing is we'll be dropping a video later on today in the Facebook group. So that video is a guided visualization, and your assignment is to go watch the video, do the visualization, and comment with, well, the post is there, will tell you, I want to see what you saw in visualization, who was there, and how it felt. I'm not telling you anything about the visualization because you have to watch the video. I walked you through the entire process in the video, so not to worry, but inshallah, there are prizes for those of you who do your assignments and want and show up, because my goal for you is that you get your outcome. And you will only get your outcome if you play full out. So that is it from me. This was a replay of day one. I hope that you benefited. I hope you enjoyed it. And I pray bi-idhnillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this a source of khair for you, everyone in the challenge. And everyone of you, remember, we've had over 4,000 sisters register for this challenge. And I pledge to serve 10,000 sisters during the time that our challenge is open and that the group is open. And so for us to be able to do that, all that is required is for you to invite two sisters to join in the Facebook group. That's it. If you're in the Facebook group right now, if you benefited from this training, if you love the community that we have so far, invite two people. Tell them, I attended the training today. It was great. I think you'll really like it. Come and do it with me. Two people, every one of you, just to invite just two people. We will have 10,000 sisters in this group. And for me, if even half, if even a third of you get that breakthrough and you're able to recognize those pearls and understand the process of stringing the pearls and take the next step to actually creating that necklace so that you can gift it into the world, whether you decide to do it with me and my team or you do it with someone else, if you get that outcome, my work is done. I'm your coach for these 5 days. I'm here to help. I'm here to train. I'm here to support. I'm here to chew. I'm here to get you that outcome. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you your breakthrough, gives you what you need, and allows you to move forward upon khair. And of course, if you do it with us, we're here, we're ready to serve you. But regardless, the goal is the breakthrough. So I can't wait to read all your comments. I can't wait to see all the new people that you invite to join us. And let's keep it going in the Facebook group. and make sure you do your assignment later on. I will be checking, inshallah, and my team and I, we are looking out for those of you who are showing up. We have some nice prizes, mashallah. So please, you know, play full out this whole week. And that is the end of this for me. That's your sister signing out. I will see you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.